for South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Scott Morgan.
It's up to you. I don't mind taking my computer outside as I take her out to use the bathroom.
You're listening to Kind of a Big Deal.
Let her out into potty and then I'll...
It might not sound like one.
All right, let's see if I can show you Hestia from here.
But it is, because Veronica Morris is outside.
Hello.
Morris is an agoraphobe. Her fear of being out of the house and among other people is severe enough to classify her as disabled. She also copes with PTSD from childhood and bipolar disorder.
And the one that affects me the most is the agoraphobia. But it's not just like, I don't feel like leaving my house, or I'm kind of afraid of the virus, so I don't feel like going out. When I think about leaving my house, my heart starts to pound. I feel like I'm gonna die. I might start crying. Sometimes I can't leave the house. Sometimes I can't go into my yard, or I can't even get to my mailbox.
Morris is, nevertheless, a caretaker. She's a vocal advocate for service dogs, and you've already met Hestia, for whom nature called a moment ago. And she cares for her husband, Brad, who is severely physically disabled. His disabilities also make him extremely susceptible to infections and illnesses, which means that since March, Brad and Veronica Morris have been in exile. And she, in particular, is thriving because of it.
Pre-pandemic, I go out one day, and then I spend 1 to 2 days recovering from going out, and then I have to go out again, and then I spend another 1 or 2 days recovering, and I never get the time to actually do things around the house.
Recovery for Morris is like riding out a flu in bed. It's debilitation, not relaxation. But with early quarantines keeping everyone inside, suddenly the outside world didn't demand she enter it. She had nothing to recover from because there was almost nothing she had to leave the house for.
And I started noticing, I'm doing better. I'm able to do more stuff. And I was like, maybe I should start going on more walks with my service dog. Then I was like, I'm feeling really good. Why don't I start cooking again?
On her blog, Dr. Morris, PhD, talks a lot about service dogs and posts a lot of recipes. The service dog advocacy has been around for a long time, but the reignited interest in cooking is new. Morris used to cook all the time until about 15 years ago when a suicide attempt left her with some brain damage that aggravated her agoraphobia. She never suspected that a pandemic could be so healing.
I started realizing, I'm able to go on walks, I'm able to read, I'm able to train my dog, I'm able to cook. Like, this is starting to work out pretty good for me.
She does want you to know that she's not happy about the coronavirus. She's just thriving in the new normal it's created.
I'm upset that people are dying. I'm upset that people are sick. I'm stressed about it a little bit. But overall, my mental health is much better now that I don't have to leave the house all the time and that everyone has the same thing as I do. So I feel like the pandemic has leveled the playing field. Everyone is afraid to leave the house now.
Another unexpected benefit of widespread introversion is that Morris is kind of a group leader now.
A few times, some friends have wanted to get together in friend groups and sit outside. And actually, I found that I'm the first one to speak up and say, I really don't think that's safe. But then after I speak up, usually a few other people speak up too.
Morris got her first psychiatric service dog in 2005. Having one taught her to stand up for herself in person whenever she had to remind a store clerk or a restaurateur that they had to let the dog inside with her. But she could never get past the need to say yes to friends who texted or emailed asking to hang out.
Before the pandemic, if someone said, will you come meet me for coffee, I wouldn't feel like it was an option for me to say no.
Now that we've entered a world full of virtual get-togethers, she's developing the confidence to say no without worrying that she's offending anyone.
Once this is all over, I'm just going to have to be really good at saying no and setting boundaries.
Which is as big a step for her as taking little Hestia outside. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.